Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah. 803-ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Hey, John, are we doing Beat the Limo Guy today?
Yeah, we are.
We need to pick a contestant.
We do need to pick a contestant. Let's do it at exactly 8:15, Dell. Caller number 10 at 713-780-3776. As soon as it strikes 8:15, we will pick the contestant. Caller number 10 is going to be our contestant. You've got an hour and 45 minutes to get ready to pick five NFL games against the spread or the total points. And you can go to Del Frisco's. On Justin with the limo ride there and back. It's Beat the Limo Guy. You will play him at 10 o'clock and see if you can pick five games. He picks five games. And if you beat him, if you have more wins than he has, that's the rule. You can, if you have a tie, that doesn't count, whatever. That's not a better record. You have to have more wins than Justin. And if you do that, which is pretty easy, it's pretty damn easy, then you, my friends, are going to Del Frisco's in the limo, Black Horse Limo, there and back. So, 8:15, caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Let's get Terry in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry! Terry's not there.
There?
No. Put it in reverse, Terry! He's not
there. Put it in reverse, Terry!
Terry?
He's not there.
He's not here.
He's not here.
How about on a non-sports front, just real quick, because you brought it up. How about Warner Brothers is releasing all of their movies from this year. They're just doing a big movie dump into movie theaters and HBO Max. There's like everything. That's going to be badass to have all that stuff to watch and on HBO Max,
did
too.
Did you see the list of them, though?
By the way, I can't watch Gangs in London now.
Why not?
I watched the first four episodes on Prime.
I told you have to sign up for that free trial.
Yeah. I just got through first three or four episodes. I'm like, what the hell
first
now?
Three.
I got to do that AMC Plus. Even if I have AMC, I can't watch on DirecTV. I can't watch it.
Apparently, maybe you have to go to DirecTV. I'm not sure. But
Plus or ESPN Plus. No, you got to pay for that.
It's just sign up for the free trial through Amazon
and
Prime.
Then,
you can just
and
make
you watch it and then you
or you can sign up and immediately go to the website and cancel the subscription. It'll still let you go for that month. Period. And
oh, then, yeah. And is it a free trial?
It's a free trial.
Oh, yeah. That's how I got to see Greg Kelly with Outcry. I free trialed it.
So, I mean, I give you all the tips, just not paying attention.
Yeah, I got to pay attention better. But it is going to be pretty cool to have a big dump of movies all sitting in there at one time. I can say it now. Our guy, Eric Layden, because he put it out, our new podcast should be out, I think, today. Eric Layden is in Atlanta. He's got a quarantine. His the filming company forces him to quarantine. So he's got a quarantine for, I think, 7 days in Atlanta. But he's there to shoot Ozark season 4. So he's going to be a chef. He's got to go get all these tattoos.
He's going to be working with Ruth Langmore?
Yep. He's going to be, I think he's doing scenes with Ruth, also known as Joanne Davis. And
what?
I can't remember her name.
Julia Garner.
Right?
Julia Garner.
Did you see they did, I don't know, maybe it was the first season, they did a photo shoot. They were outside of, maybe it was at some awards or whatever, but everybody, the whole gang from Ozark was there. She was in like a Minnie Mouse dress, Ruth Langmore was. I mean, she couldn't have been more opposite. Well, what's her name? No one knows her name.
Julia Garner.
No one knows
her name. I just keep telling you that's her name.
She's been in.
I was like, look at Ruth just changed. Look at I'm a character, and she's a great character. She's one of the all-time great characters.
Yeah, there's a supercut of all her best quotes on YouTube. Of course, it ends with her final one when she calls her, a bitch wolf at the end. Or a wolf bitch, whatever way it's. And it's just an awesome string of all the things she said on that show.
Speaking of bitches, did you see that bitch Carol Baskin?
At
least you know Carol Baskin. That, apparently that's acceptable one to call her that.
You can say bitch Carol Baskin. That's what Joe named her. I think she had it changed.
Baptized name?
No, it's not her baptized name.
No?
And it's not her, her patron saint. Like, who's your patron
that
saint?
Bitch Carol?
Yeah, bitch Carol Baskin. No, it's not that either.
Because
she's got a sweet racket where she makes you volunteer for free for 100 hours a week.
For 5, 7, 10 years?
Yeah, but then every year, like, you can move up to a different color shirt. Like, I'm purple shirt now.
And then
I've been here 3 years working for free.
Well, and then she might learn your name. And maybe not.
It was the greatest free labor I've ever seen. It, in some places, that would be considered barbaric. You're not allowed to have free labor. Free labor is something that was one of the reasons that we had a civil war.
Right.
Free labor is one of the reasons that many shoe companies have had to, or free/cheap, have had to readjust and imagine how they do stuff. And here's Carol Baskin.
Well,
she's had free labor. Unless you count, the different T-shirts that she gives you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Did those shoe companies give out T-shirts?
Yeah. Or do you have to buy your T-shirt? You might have to buy your T-shirt.
You probably do.
They probably give you a discount.
Somebody got attacked by. Was it a cat?
I think Big Cat Rescue is probably a cat.
Somebody lose an arm? Somebody lose an arm over there?
I didn't know. They said the person's fine. Of course, that one girl from the show is fine too. She doesn't have a left arm anymore.
She got a nub. Right.
How would she dab, Lance?
Why did she?
Like this? She could. Nope. I'm not gonna dab. You almost got me to. I almost did it. Just little puppet man over there, your puppeteer. I almost did it. I almost did it. Just without thinking it in my
phone.
I was like, don't
go into the light.
I was about to pull my hand inside the hoodie and out, but then luckily I caught
myself. Your buddy's over there doing it anyway.
I know he is. He did like he
you
knows
do the other arm.
No.
You do the
I'm pulling up. I'm pulling
arm.
Up on that one.
You do the long one.
I just put it in reverse, Ter.
There's Terry. Terry's back. Put it in reverse, Ter.
Hey, guys. Top of the morning. I had my mute on my button. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Real quick on the James Harden thing. I heard this morning that he's opening up a restaurant here in Houston called 13.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard about that?
No.
Yeah, I just heard about it here, too. You think James Camp was expensive? How pricey will his new restaurant 13 be? Underrated mess sent
there. Well, I mean, if he's the one that's actually wanting to get out of Houston, all this. I mean, I just don't see this restaurant doing any kind of business. If he wants to get traded and doesn't want to be here, I just heard that advertisement this morning. It surprised the heck out of me, man. So, all this he wants to be traded rumors. That's kind of weird to want to be traded from a town that you're opening up a restaurant from. So, I was just wondering if y'all heard about this restaurant that he's opening up. This and that, man.
This is the first I've heard of it, but
it is bad timing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yao Ming's restaurant's still
horrible time to open up a restaurant.
Yao Ming's restaurant's still open.
He didn't
get traded.
He didn't try to get his way out, though.
I mean, you're in the middle of a. I guess it's not technically. Oh no, I think we're back up to. I don't know if we're back up to pandemic. We were out of pandemic level. I don't know if we're back in pandemic level. I don't know if there's the amount of deaths, but I just want to be technically correct here. But you're in the middle of all this, of coronavirus, and like, it'd be good. Open up a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to get out of Houston and get traded, and we're in the midst of small businesses closing down. During the coronavirus, what are you guys' thoughts on a restaurant opening that right now? Do you think that makes does this make sense from a timing standpoint?
Especially what he's doing, and if he does get traded, everybody be. It's somebody said it's going to be just like Aisha Curry's.
Yeah, you're going to get crushed on.
Oh, destroyed, on. Destroyed.
I mean, the one good thing is they are having their job fair today. Actually, they it was tweeted yesterday. This was tweeted yesterday. So yesterday, well, for the hiring for them, they're trying to hire people. So they're having a job fair yesterday and today. So if you're looking for a job, I mean, James Harden's restaurant is hiring.
Yeah, if you want a job for a couple months.
Well, it's better than not having one for a couple months. So go out there if you're a server or a bartender.
Hello, all you armless cats and kittens.
Oh, man.
No.
Twitch is strong this morning.
Armless cats and kittens. Hi, all you armless cats and kittens. Carol Baskin here. Good news for the girl who had her arm bitten off. She is actually going to get a red shirt. We're going to move her up prematurely. And I know you think red is also the color of blood.
It is.
But red is also the color of one of our highest levels. She only has three more levels to go, just three more years, and she will reach gold cat status. So,
we are saving money for the cats because we only need one sleeve.
I've been often criticized for handing out shirts, but guess what stopped the blood flow after her arm was bitten off?
A tourniquet from one of our shirts.
Exactly.
They ripped a shirt off of her. I know she was wildly embarrassed, but it also functioned as a tourniquet, and it may have saved part of her arm. So,
I mean, half
that's not something Joe would have done.
Half of it's in one of my tiger's mouths, but we don't have to talk about that.
Joe would have put a bomber jacket on and just let the thing bleed out.
And talk about how much he would never recover from this.
Yeah. How much it was costing
this
him.
This is going to hurt my business.
Not much at all.
Because I'm never going to recover from this.
Yeah. You guess what it's going to cost me? Nothing. Too late. Everyone still wants to come here because of the documentary. And I don't pay my volunteers anyway.
And she's on Dancing with the Stars, right? Or was?
Yeah, she's
good. Yeah.
814 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Oh, by the way, we're coming up on right now is 8:15. Time for me to talk about my peeps over at Lance Loken. They are the best. The Loken Group, it's not even close. It's not even close. Joshua and Courtney, 32 showings, 13 offers. And they got over their asking price. Over your asking price is so spectacular. Now, you ask about their buy before you sell program. Well, so you got to buy another house, right? Well, Lance Loken allows you to go buy that house before you actually sell this house. He's going to give you an immediate cash offer. He is going to, I don't want to say he's guaranteeing that he's going to sell your house, but man, the numbers just prove out. This is what happens. People, the average agent over at the other places, 51 days. The average is just 15 days at the Loken Group. I mean, they are spectacular. Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran only recommends Lance Loken. I only recommend Lance Loken. They're the number one team in Texas and number two team in the world for Keller Williams. They're the best. It's not even arguable. So if you're going to sell your home, you want to do it with the best, the biggest and the best. 281-861-4624, 281-861-4624, or the Loken Group, L-O-K-E-N, thelokengroup.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:17 on ESPN 97.5. We got us a contestant for Beat the Limo Guy. Yeah, we got us a contestant. So we'll play Beat the Limo Guy at 10 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. That's always fun. That's always, always, well, not fun if you lose. Justin beats you, but that's so rare these days. So rare something like that happening. So we'll have Justin in here from Black Horse Limo in a little bit. Black Horse Limo and Warehouse Live and Rise, which is opening up soon in a Midtown area soon. So we'll hopefully get an update on that as well. Russ is changing his jersey to number 4. Because 0 in Washington was John Wall, right? Or no, that was Gilbert Arenas, right?
Yeah, he was Agent Zero.
He was Agent Zero. And he doesn't want to be Agent Zero there. So that was Gilbert Arenas. And Gilbert Arenas had issues with...
Yeah, Javaris Crittenden. In a locker room skirmish.
Yeah.
Where guns were allegedly...
Gunplay?
Potential gunplay. Yeah. I don't think they ever popped off, but there were some threats.
Gun showings.
Yeah, that was not great.
No.
For an NBA locker room?
No, it was over a card game, right?
You might want to call that toxic, even.
Yeah, that's not the atmosphere I want for my basketball team.
No.
Where guys are pulling guns on each other.
No.
Over card games. Yeah, you had Quincy Avery on your podcast, right?
Yeah.
apparently there's an article today there is an article today for The Win in USA Today.
Yep.
And Quincy talks about Deshaun. He says this: I think they're putting more on Deshaun's shoulders in terms of him figuring situations out to create plays down the field. I think when your head coach is a play caller, there's a tentativeness to your play call selection. That made it difficult for him to call the game in a way that he necessarily wanted to. But now he's able to call it as he sees it, and there's not too many chefs in the kitchen. I can certainly see that, right?
Yeah, 100%. Sometimes
it seems like Tim Kelly is freewheeling a little bit more.
Look, here's the thing. This isn't a bad thing. Deshaun needs it simplified. Most young quarterbacks now need it simplified because they come from simplified offenses in high school, simplified offenses in college. They don't even, a lot of offenses, you don't take snaps under center. You don't make your own protection calls. You don't make your own reads. You look to the sideline and they tell you. I mean, it's I'm working on getting Quincy on the show today for us. So we'll see if we can do that. It's good for most young quarterbacks to say, you know what, we're gonna simplify things so that you can react instead of think too much, because you don't want guys thinking too much. It's such a pissing contest. Does he get through all of his progressions? Does he do? Well, you'd love it if a guy does, but if he doesn't get through progressions fast, or if he's slow seeing what teams want to do with them, it's not the end of the world. You can simplify your offense, simplify your running game, simplify your offense so that you take advantage of what he does well. We get so caught up in what it's supposed to look like. We'll just do things that make sense. That's why colleges have so much success offensively. They don't make it too complicated.
No, but don't you want a guy that's really good on the board that knows,
yes,
that can pick up safeties?
But it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world to not have
definitely preferable.
Yeah, no, you have to learn. Look, I went probably too far. You need to learn how to read defenses.
Yeah.
That's just, there's nothing. But what I'm saying is you don't have to have the most complicated offenses in the world. Bill O'Brien was notorious for having a complicated offense, and the reason for that is because it's harder, because you have more counters to what a defense does. Mm-hmm. Quarterback and wide receiver have to be on the same page about route adjustments and stuff like that.
What was amazing to me last year was how little time June Jones had with his team, and how not complicated, but how orchestrated it all was. Because I saw the guys after practices, they would be like, no, they give us this look, and I'm supposed to do this. And every, it seemed like every pass play was totally predicated on where safeties were or linebackers, or it was all, and they had to, PJ had to be on the same page with all of his receivers. Otherwise, there was going to be a screw-up. And you could see the screw-ups in practice and sometimes in the games, but rarely in the games. And you could see where, you know, they weren't on the same page and they had to talk about it. But for them in such little time to be as,
that's impressive,
as orchestrated as they were.
Yeah.
But and I asked you,
but he's how, got a system,
I said, though, how he did, I asked him how he did it, and he said reps.
Yeah.
He said, we go through. He said, I've been to practices with other teams or whatnot, and they might get 35 plays off. We're doing 150 a day. You know, and guys just know now. They know. They do it over and over and over and over and over again. And he said, you just get on, your guys get on the same page. And then it's like clockwork. It's like ballet. It's like, I know exactly where my guys are going to be because we're on the same page. And that's when it really clicks and it's really good. And maybe Deshaun is getting there now. Now it's going to be, that's a problem now with all these guys down. You talk about you're on that same page with Will Fuller. You're on that same page now with Randall Cobb after you spend a little time with him. You're on that same page after 2 years with Kenny Stills. Gone, gone, gone. Now, Coulter, you think they're going to be on the same page?
Yep.
Dude wasn't even practicing with Deshaun.
It's a chance for
Deshaun. I wonder how many times Deshaun has thrown a pass to Coulter this year so far.
Not a lot, because he's not going to run with the ones. I really am. It could be, once again, I felt like it could be a good thing. With Hop leaving, it could be something where Deshaun progressed as a quarterback instead of having safety blanket. And he did, but there was a – and I figured there would be a learning curve because, I mean, you don't just go from having a great receiver to – and I think it has ultimately helped him a little bit. Now you take away another guy, and let's see if he can get to the next stage, which is utilizing tight ends. And how does he attack the field? Like, does he trust his young receiver if Coulter gets in? You know, what's it going to look like? I don't know. Does
he or Stephen Mitchell or whomever?
Or it could be a lot of, like I said, it could be a lot of Duke Johnson. David Johnson's coming back.
And a lot of tight end.
It could be a lot of Duke. It could be a lot of tight end. We'll see. We'll see. I think realistically, it's going to be really tough this week. It's your first week without Will Fuller. The Colts are not going to respect the other wide receivers to beat them down. I know Brandon Cooks can run. They'll put emphasis on Brandon Cooks. But they've got a defensive front that can really rush the passer. And so this is a big challenge for an offensive line that, frankly, got some love from Romeo Crennel. Or maybe it's Tim Kelly. It's Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly yesterday said, hey, they've been playing pretty well lately. They've been protecting for the most part. And they have been. Deshaun has had some time to pass. He's not been, you know, the offensive line, we expected a lot early. They let us down. But they have played better lately. And we haven't really talked about them. So they're not running a ball. That's, you know, that's not great, but protecting Deshaun is still a big part of it too.
Yep. No.
For God's sake, you gave up three first rounders between your two tackles, a second rounder in Sharping, a second rounder in Martin. Nick Martin, and a free agent contract. Like, you better be protecting. You better be. That's a ton of draft capital and money.
He also went on to say, did Quincy, there's a bit of racial bias there. And then they seen him do these super athletic plays and say, well, he's just successful because he can do X, Y, and Z. But his ability to process information and recall things in the middle of a game are as good as it gets.
There might be some of that.
I don't know. He knows a lot more than we do about Deshaun and where Deshaun is on his progression and his processing information. Deshaun just looks great. Deshaun is just making... As much as it is, I mean, in the last few games, as much as it is him hitting the right guys, his accuracy has been flawless. I mean, hitting, and it seems like he's doing a lot more stuff, quick reads, processing quicker, hitting those guys on time. Now, he's still making his athletic plays like he talks about, but if the guys aren't separating, and there might be a lot more of that going on now. Watch Deshaun has to scramble a hell of a lot more now because guys aren't separating early because he doesn't have Will Fuller or Cobb or Stills, who are fast guys who might be able to get some separation early on. There might be a lot more of Deshaun scrambling now. He's already a guy who has held onto the ball over these few years longer than anybody in the NFL.
Quincy will join us to talk about this at 9:30.
Okay.
9:35. We'll have Deshaun's personal quarterback coach. But he's also a guy who's working with Trey Lance. He's working with Jamie Newman. He's worked with Dwayne Haskins. I would guess that Justin Fields, I don't want to say he's worked with him during the summer, but I can't remember. His story is really pretty incredible. It's on our podcast. I may get him to bring it up here again. He's a guy that just wouldn't stop bothering Rick Neuheisel. Said, I want to coach. He moved there and lived it. And when Neuheisel was finally like, fine, do something with this. He just lived in the locker room. He slept in the locker room, slept in his car, didn't have a home for 2 years. Like, it was, this guy is a grinder. This guy is a hustler. Hustled. And eventually, Josh Dobbs was his first client when he spent all of his money to put an advertisement, as you say, in the paper. Like, I work with great quarterbacks, and I'm a quarterback guru. And no one went to his camp. And then Josh Dobbs reached out and like, hey, I didn't get a go. Can you still, I can find time to work with you. No problem. Work with Josh Dobbs. Then it became with Josh Dobbs. He went to the elite camp with Josh Dobbs, or the opening. And then Deshaun Watson found out about him and reached out to him in high school. And he's been with Deshaun ever since. And Quincy's a self-made man. His story is really cool. That's like true. He put in some hard work to get where he is, and now he owns his own company called Quarterback Takeover.
That's great. It's 828 ESPN.
Sharp two.
We'll be here at 9:30.
Jalen Hurts. He ran all of Jalen's pro day workout at Oklahoma when I was there. Ran the whole passing routine and worked with Jalen.
You see,
When I talk to him about his quarterbacks, he's honest. Like, he knows what their flaws are. He knows Trey Lance needs to take more chances. He knows Jalen needs to throw with better anticipation. He's not one of these guys who just blows smoke about his clients. Like, he's honest about him. He knows. He told me, Deshaun, that Buffalo play, he missed his read. That sack that he almost had, that was his guy he was supposed to read, and he missed it. He missed the protection call. And he's just made a miracle play, you know, out of it in that Buffalo playoff game.
Yep.
But he's honest about it.
Has George Whitfield threatened to fight this guy for taking his lane?
Whitfield and Steve Clarkson's kind of fallen down. It's Whitfield is the big one, right? And Jordan Palmer now, Carson Palmer's brother, and Quincy. And then there's, I think Clarkson is below them. Quincy's on the come up. Quincy's on the come up.
So as Whitfield uses a broom on the beach to distract
Manziel. Maybe Clarkson. Which one is the guy?
Whitfield is the guy.
Whitfield's the big one, right?
Yeah, yeah,
and Steve Clarkson's below.
Yeah,
him.
He uses the brooms on the beach. I mean,
for Johnny, right?
Does Baker? Quincy have any brooms? If he doesn't have any brooms, I'm sorry.
Does he use a rake?
You can't
a garden
be a
hoe?
Quarterback guru.
Does he use a leaf blower to kind of simulate wind?
Let's see.
Like,
that's an idea.
Deshaun, you're going to Meadowlands this week. We got to break out the leaf blower.
Right. No.
These are things that you can use.
That's it. 8:30 ESPN 97.5. Then I'm betting on the Giants if that's gonna happen. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do it at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If they're using leaf blowers to get ready for football games, go the other way. But you can do that at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Here's the deal. You deposit your initial deposit and they're gonna match half of that right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And then you say, well, I really don't love football, but I know a lot about soccer. Got it. I don't really love soccer, but I know a lot about golf. Got it. Tennis. Who knows anything about tennis? Boxing. You can bet on Madden. That's right. You can bet on simulated games. You can play blackjack. You can play basketball. You can play any game that you want. I mean, you've got, Aussie rules football. You can bet on movies. You can bet on cycling and cricket. It's unbelievable all the stuff that you could bet on it. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, it's mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
When it comes to sports betting, sportsmapbets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, sportsmapbets has all the info you need to make the best play. sportsmapbets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Has this not been worked out between Channel 11 and
it is kind of crazy. We haven't talked about this, but I just assumed it would get worked out.
You always think it's going to get worked out, but this might not.
Usually does. And here's the thing. On Sunday Ticket, if you have Sunday Ticket like I do, it's blacked out.
Blacked out. The local game.
So it'll be double blacked out.
You know, also to my house, I've got the Xfinity.
Watch Dell. You know who wouldn't even sweat it at all?
Dell.
The guy who illegally streams games.
I'll make popcorn.
Come over to do what?
To watch the Texans.
Why would I do that?
Xfinity.
What?
I've got Xfinity.
I'm going to drive to your house and watch the Texans. I have YouTube TV. I can watch the game.
You can watch the Texans on YouTube TV?
I think so. Why wouldn't I be?
Channel 11?
Yeah, I get local channels.
Okay, so tell me how YouTube TV works.
What do you mean?
Well, how does it work for like what do you
have to plug?
How much does it cost per month?
Depends. I think I think I have right now it's in that $60 range. Of course you have to have an internet service, so that's going to add to your total price. You're just not paying $60 for television. You still have to have high speed internet for it. So just combine those two. I mean, they provide you local channels. I can watch the Texans. I can watch if they're on CBS or ABC, or it'll be KABC. What is it? KABC? Is that what it is?
Do you have a remote?
About 13.
Oh. What's your control look like?
KTRK.
You can use it. You can use your TV remote, and
it just learns it.
Well, no, your TV. It depends. If you have, I have an embedded app. So I'm not broadcasting from my laptop to the television. I have a YouTube TV app on my TV, so it's all locked in. It's all ready to go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it depends. I have the smart TVs, or you can broadcast it from your laptop. That makes it a little bit more difficult. You have to Chromecast or whatever, or Apple TV it. It's pretty simple. I mean, because I have the app, it's just like it would be normal TV. And you just use your remote to go up and down. And it's not as instantaneous because I guess it's going over the internet as far as changing channels. But once it's on the channel, you get the same type of quality as you're watching. And if you don't have weather affecting, if you like some people have DirecTV and the weather will affect it, that doesn't happen because there's no dish. So I like it. I mean, I like it. The only issue is you don't get the Rockets because you don't have AT&T.
Yeah.
So that's when you starting the stream stuff. Somehow, some way.
Yeah, I've got Xfinity. I don't have to worry about all that crap.
Yeah, I just think it's less expensive, so that's why I go with it.
I got DirecTV, so I do have to worry about getting the Texans.
You do?
Game. Yeah.
You can come over. I'll make popcorn.
Might.
You
might.
What do you mean you make popcorn? You mean you throw a bag in the microwave?
Yeah.
I'm going to LSU, Alabama, which will be, you know, a booty kick.
That's on Channel 11, too.
Wait, do we just lose Channel 11?
Yeah. Everything. Channel 11's gone. Yeah.
When does that start?
It's coming up. It might be this weekend.
Nah, fam. Y'all got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't watch Channel 11 for anything other than...
In New York, they had this. It lasted a little while.
Yeah, I don't have it for anything other than sport. Like, I just don't watch local shows. The last network show I watched was... Modern Family. I don't watch any...
Well, you watch a lot of... Football
streaming, that's the concern.
Yeah.
Is sports,
yeah,
they got to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not like they're blacking out the game. We'd lose the whole channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a problem for SEC football. We're coming to an end, but still, I mean, I'll be it there for that game, but.
I hate that we're coming to an end. I hate that the football season ends.
And it wasn't.
They should have football season all year. But it is going to be this year, though, right? We'll be able to watch.
So we'll watch some spring football.
In theory.
You hope.
In theory, there will be spring football.
CBS affiliate KHOU went dark on DirecTV.
Ooh, already?
On Tuesday night.
Ooh, ouch. Yikes. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's been gone. You're not watching the Texans and the Colts and LSU, Alabama.
No, you ain't watching nothing.
That's gone. Unless you go to a sports bar if you have DirecTV.
Unless you come to my house, everybody.
You're inviting everyone to your house?
Yeah.
Huh.
What the hell? That's the kind of person I am, Del.
Okay.
Man of the people.
Okay. See how many people. Are you going to give out your address?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
5353 West Alabama.
That's the station's address.
Oh, well, we'll meet here or something.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Meet here or something.
Man of the people.
That's me.
There he is. Man. There he is. Man
you
of the people.
You know who's going to be? I don't know if he's going to be among people. His name is Emmanuel Duran.
Oh, That wasn't very nice what he did.
That
Holy
was bad.
Crap. He is on Edinburgh. And Edinburgh, was this last night?
Edinburgh is a high school.
Edinburgh High School. High school football team. The ref kicked him out of the game unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah.
And, well, he was on the sidelines. And the ref is walking up the field. And dude came off the sidelines and just wailed on the ref. To hit him.
Well, he just ran. He
ran right into him.
Ran right into him, right. Knocked him down. The ref was on the
a running, but on with a running start, like a block.
Oh, he blasted like a
kickoff block.
Yeah, he blasted.
He blasted the ref. Ref was down for a long time, and dude is in some trouble. Holy crap! This has gotten we've seen ridiculous stuff. You know, catchers moving out of the way for the fastball to the umpire's face.
Yeah,
we've seen the high and low hit on the referee in football.
Didn't we see it where the kids they went after multiple kids on the same team went after the referee? Yeah. They blamed it and they said the referee had said something racist. Yeah, and that's why they did it or something like that. Yep. They used that excuse.
Right.
Yeah,
this one
and that was in Texas too.
Yeah, I mean, wow, it's inexplicable. I mean, you cannot lose your mind like that, can you?
No.
Can you really lose your mind like that?
I don't want to hear, he's just a kid.
No.
No, you can't. You still need to. No, then why didn't he get whooped? Kid.
You don't go and attack a referee.
No. Yeah, this is not okay. I know that young people now don't think there should be any authority at all, but it's you just can't do this, and you can't make excuses for him. He needs to be punished. I mean, he needs to be out of the league this year. You can't do that.
No, he may not.
Well, he may get I think he does have a college football scholarship offer.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if I'm that school, I'm pulling it. You can't.
What's his first name?
Emmanuel.
Duran.
Yeah.
Well, he could. I mean, he could get it pulled.
Man, it's cold in here. Good Lord. 840 ESPN, 97.5. No, that kid shouldn't play again, period. He should not play organized football again. You just can't. I know it's one moment. You can't lose your mind like that. You cannot attack a referee like that. You just can't. And there's got to be consequences for it. There's got to be accountability for it. And the accountability is that you can't play anymore. Because a referee, that dude, it looked like he was hurt now. And he was down for a while. I don't know. Maybe he was milking it like a soccer player.
I don't think so. They said he had concussion-like symptoms on the field.
Well, I could see it because a kid that would look like he goes 250, 260, just out of nowhere blindsided him with a hit, and dude was down. And so
apparently he had an issue during the soccer season where he was suspended for the remainder of the season for doing something. So it ain't the first time this kid has had an issue on the field.
The kid has anger management issues.
Yeah, I'd say so. He's also a wrestler, by the way. He's a really good wrestler, too.
Well, he's also an unbelievable... You can't have him on the field. You just can't.
Thursday was not the first time Duran... Yeah, multiple sports he's done this in, so...
Wow. Wow, there seems to be a trend.
Maybe when he got suspended for the soccer season and it said after a similar incident occurred during a match on the pitch last year, maybe after he got suspended for something similar, let him play sports.
A similar event?
Yeah, it wasn't just like he got a red card and they didn't go into it, but they said a similar incident and he got suspended for the rest of the soccer season. Maybe the school should stop putting him on the field until he gets some help.
Go get that switch out. Make him pick a switch.
No,
that dude's too big for a switch or a paddle.
No, that's a deterrent. The paddle's a deterrent.
When he's with the police there, he's already kind of still mean mugging. He looks pissed, doesn't he?
Wow, you can't have that dude. Should have been arrested.
He's got short arms.
That ref should press charges.
Look how short his arms are. If he has a longer guard get into him, and just kind of
Lance. I don't think that's the point right
like
now.
He can't. Do you think he got ejected for not being able to stack and shed?
No, I don't. Referees don't throw you out of the game.
Stack and shed an offensive guard who kept getting into
that's
him.
That's why he got ejected.
I would have ejected him for short
maybe
arms.
Maybe they run a 4-3. It's a gap set.
Yeah,
team. Maybe they're not.
I mean, maybe.
You think the referee threw him out of the game for not being able to hold the point of attack? That what you think happened?
First of all, that's not legal for referees to throw you out.
No.
So if he did that, I understand his frustration. I don't think you should attack a ref. But I understand the frustration.
I think they're okay. So we don't even know what the unsportsmanlike. Not only did dude take out the ref. Not only did dude get kicked out of a soccer league, out of his soccer team. He had an unsportsmanlike conduct
that got
right
him
before.
Thrown out of the game.
He got thrown out of the game. Dude has some anger management, and he's still, like you said, mean mugging when the cops are walking him out.
Ejected for a penalty, and then because of that, he ran back on the field and decided to attack the referee.
I'm sorry. If I'm at that school, I'm sorry. You can't play anymore.
The first incident should have been
then
like
the principal gets taken out. What if you're the principal?
You think they all feared for their lives? That's why they never disciplined him for the soccer thing.
He's the Bill O'Brien of high school football.
What?
Everybody's fearing for their lives. They can't say anything to this kid.
Oof. Well, Bill O'Brien did attack Brock Osweiler.
Do you think people feared for their lives around Bill?
No, their careers. They certainly feared for their careers around him.
That's probably right, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else is right? It's Chastain Ford. They were out there yesterday, Justin and Allie and Patrick and Joe, and they put together a team. They put together they were so spectacular. A car for the weekend for longest drive. They also gave a Yeti cooler, and they gave free oil change for a year. Free oil change for a year. That is awesome. But that's the kind of people that we're dealing with here. They wanted to raise money. They paid for their team. They just wanted to be a part of it so that they could raise money for ProVision. But that's the kind of people that we're dealing with here. That's the kind of neat people. I love Patrick and Joe, and they were out there, and they got some big plans for the dealership in the future that we'll be talking about in a little bit. But right now, it doesn't matter. I mean, you have got everything that you could possibly want at that dealership. And listen, there's $10,000 off the Expedition. It's the unbelievable prices right now for the XLT 150s. And there's this price, and it's low here and low there. They've got to get the cars off the lot. They just have to get them off the lot. But the thing that you're going to deal with here, and that you don't deal with other dealerships, is the service and how they'll bend over backwards for you as a customer. They really think, Patrick and Joe, they say, you join the Chastain family. And I've joined the Chastain family. And if you join the Chastain family, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to feel like you're part of the family because that's how they treat you. So it's not about money. It's not just about money there. It's about making sure that you get that vehicle at the right price for you. And you get a family-type atmosphere. It always happens at ChastainFord.com or on 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, Ruth Langmore looks little, skinny, terrible. So Dell, college football weekend starting, well, it's already started. It's always started. It's already started on Tuesday and Wednesday and so BYU was supposed to play Cincinnati.
That was the game that was tentatively in the works for this Saturday. They both had the week off. They're trying to get it done, except Cincinnati had some COVID issues, so BYU had to pivot. They scanned the landscape, and they're like, oh, look, Coastal might be available, and they got it done. And the truck is still on its way. That's the story now. Will the equipment truck make it? So at last time they were checked in on there around Iowa, so they have to be at there. I don't know why the time frame they have to be at Coastal Carolina by 3 p.m. Eastern today. I don't know why, but that's allegedly the drop dead time, so they're on their way. Although the game is on tomorrow, I'm not sure why that's the issue. But yeah, they're on their way, and they're tracking them.
And if it's late, then
who cares? They'll figure it out.
Walkthroughs without it.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing.
I mean, I don't know, or I don't know. Whatever. Got to be there 3 p.m. today.
I don't know why. But yeah, so it would have been Cincinnati if they didn't have their COVID problem. So Coastal might have been screwed out of game day. Because game day, if Coastal didn't schedule another game with Liberty having their issues, they were going to go up to Clemson versus Virginia Tech. Not a great game, but maybe because it was easier to get to from where they were, wouldn't take that much. So that was next in line. But for the first time ever, Coastal Carolina is hosting game day.
Yeah. And then who you got?
Got BYU.
I got Coastal Carolina.
I got BYU.
What's the line?
It's double digits, or did it get to nine?
Man, y'all are, I'm telling you, Coastal Carolina is nothing nice.
Well, I saw people, I was listening to something, and a coach called in, but he texted a guy on the show, and he goes, look, BYU has legit pros on their team.
They do.
And that coach felt like they're going to kick the crap out of Coastal. They're just – BYU is a legit Power 5 team, and Coastal's a nice story is what the coach said.
You know who else got legitimate pros? Texas Longhorns.
Do they?
They couldn't beat Iowa State. Tons of pros.
What? I feel like you're making that up.
Yeah. Sam Ellinger?
What? Nah.
Osai?
Yes.
What? Overshown? Sam Cosmi?
Is he still on
the
team?
I had given Sam Cosmi a 6'2", which is will become a starter. Not good starter, just will become a starter within the first couple of years. I'm telling you now, NFL people are dropping turds on him. They do not like Sam Cosmi. All the draft guys, like draft media, you're going to see him in the first round of mock drafts. Sam Cosmi will not go in the first round because NFL people are like third, fourth. They do not like Sam. I actually watched his tape. Well, he's not a block finisher, and he's not the strongest guy, but I...
That's stuff you can work on, though.
Well, block finisher, you're either tough or you're not tough. You're like, you're either a dog or you're not a dog. And I don't think he has a lot of dog, but my comp on him was Connor Williams, which is... Their games are kind of similar. But I 6'2 is, you know, it's good. I think he'll go in the second round. I think Sam Cosmi goes in the second round. Ultimately, he'll get pushed up. Now, there's a guy named Ezra Cleveland who plays similar football. He came from Boise. He didn't go till the third round. So, I don't know. Like, Alex Leatherwood, not that – just a guy from Alabama. I had Sam Cosmi higher than Alex Leatherwood from LSU. I think Sadiq Charles from LSU last year is better than Alex Leatherwood. But, anyway.
Well, he's not the only one they opt out. Apparently, Keontae Ingram –
Yeah, Keontae's going to go into the portal now. He's transferring.
Yeah, he's not going to play last two, and he's transferring. So it must feel great to be in Austin right now.
Yeah. South Carolina, East Carolina tackle. Deontay Smith opted out, and he's going pro. Of course, that was early November. He hadn't played all year but the first game, so there was an injury situation. So anyway, we'll see. I worry that this is going to be a thing for a long time now, that we're just going to deal with a ton of opt-outs. But not surprisingly, Jeff Van Gundy was not very happy with it. But he did acknowledge that coaches do that kind of stuff where, now, they don't leave in the middle of a season.
Some people say
coaches
Jimbo.
Don't.
Jimbo did.
Yeah, some coaches do.
Did Jimbo leave in the middle of a season?
A couple games left. I'm out of here.
What about,
he didn't coach the last game.
Yeah. What about? What,
was it because they knew he wasn't going to stay?
Well, everyone knew he wasn't going to stay. It was too public. So
did the school do it?
Left Atlanta for
Bobby Petrino.
Bobby Petrino.
Oh, Petrino's such a scumbag.
Yeah.
Dude, Petrino just is like, get on the back of my bike.
Yeah. I don't think he had a motorcycle accident. He had a fiance accident.
He had a morality accident at Auburn, at Louisville, at Arkansas, or wherever.
Pissed off fiance is what he had.
Yeah. Yeah. Those things didn't work great for him.
852 ESPN 97.5.
Quincy Avery, the personal quarterback coach of the Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, will join us at 9:35. And we'll talk about some of the things that he said fairly recently. He had some really ugly things to say about Ed Orgeron and LSU. He has really ugly things. He is not happy about LSU. But as far as the game is concerned, what do the Texans have? The Colts are in a pretty desperate place right now after getting crushed by the Titans. But the Texans are freestyling a little bit and playing. Deshaun's playing well. They look, you know, defensively, they've been a little bit better. Phillip Rivers will turn the ball over, but the Texans never get interceptions. You know, Philly will throw some, but you never get interceptions.
Well, they just turned over Detroit. I mean, that's Detroit.
They had two going into that game, two interceptions.
Yeah. So, I mean, but they're trending well, Lance.
How many did they get in that Detroit game?
They had four turnovers. Well,
no turnovers. Yes.
A pick. Anyone else?
That one interception. Wasn't it three fumbles?
Yeah.
Or two fumbles?
But that's a scalping defense, Lance.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Texans.
You really like the Colts this week.
Yeah, because I just think the Colts offensive line is really going to mangle the Texans defensive front. And I think that's going to be a big problem, is the Colts physically running the ball at the Texans. Because if the Texans can't stop the run, then they're going to have to move safeties close to the line of scrimmage. And then you got T.Y. Hilton. I don't know anybody. The only guy that could cover T.Y. Hilton on the field was Bradley Roby from a speed standpoint. Yeah. Then you have a size guy, Michael Pittman, that Phillip Rivers has really started to trust a lot.
You have anybody that can get the ball to T.Y. Hilton?
I know a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Jacoby Brissett. Yeah.
Wide receiver screens. Yeah, you could always do that. See, I knew they were not going to be able to attack down the field. And I was told, his arm looks, he can throw it deep. You ought to see him in practice. I'm just like, dude, Phillip Rivers cannot push the ball 35 yards down the field.
No, that ain't happening. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Taking a break.
It's only, by the way, it's like a 3.5, like Colts are 3.5 point favorites.
Well, you think they should be more?
No, I just feel like it's a good spot. I think it almost feels like it should. Now, if Bradley Roby and Will Fuller are here, for me, it's Colts 2, maybe.
Yeah.
That's a high number. That hook is a little scary. That's a high number. I just feel like the Colts would be most ready to play in this position. But you know what? They're coming off a bad game, and the Texans are coming off two pretty good games, especially for Deshaun Watson. The question is this going to kill them, losing two of their most talented players on both sides of the ball? I don't see how it couldn't, but we'll see. Maybe the run game somehow gets going. The Colts got gashed as a run defense last week, just gashed. Can David Johnson beat Derrick Henry this week? I mean, I just doubt it.
He's looking good in practice.
Your Duke and David, as we call it, the Duke and David backfield?
No, it's the
backfield,
David Duke backfield.
Can that come up? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he's looking. Apparently, David Johnson is looking pretty good in practice. So, you know what? He's probably going to run for 150 or so on the defense.
In the next two games?
No. In this game.
Oh, okay.
He's trending towards that.
Based on what?
Based on some games he played. He had a 90-some yard game this year.
How long ago was that?
It was a while ago, but it's still trending.
No, it's not trending if it's a while ago. That's what a trend means.
But it was trending. It had a little delay, a stoppage.
Of how many weeks?
Why do we always have to put numbers on everything?
Bogged down in specifics.
Well, we're talking about numbers, so I think the numbers would be important.
It just seems to me that
as a numbers guy, I can't confirm that numbers are important.
I'm going to, in his last three games, 57, 42, and 16.
Yeah, see?
So it's trending down, actually.
Well, yeah, but that means it's going to shoot up. You ever see those graphs where it's all of a sudden it just shoots up? Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those graphs.
You ever seen those graphs?
Yeah.
Where they shoot up?
Yeah, I've seen
those. It's going to be one of those shoot-up graphs.
That's what I'm saying.
David Johnson had your 96 yards against the Jags.
Remember in 16 when they shot up?
Told you.
Same.
Told you. Did he not have a 90-plus yard game?
But since 16, down.
Shoot up
now.
Geyser.
Okay.
Geyser. Time for me to talk about Damaris. Hey, Yanni Damaris is what we're going to, not Yanni, but Frankie and Billy and all of the great people over at Damaris Barbecue. And the barbecue is on, baby. And listen, you want to watch this? Your Ags are going to be playing. You're going to be watching it there. You got all your college football games, and you can, and you're going to love it at the bar at 18th Street and 610, right there by 290. But it is awesome. I'm telling you, we watch games there all the time and have so much fun. And the food with the appetizers are great. But the wings, he's got great wings. He's got wing specials for a Houston Pro Football Team game. You want to watch your game on Sunday in there, he's got wing specials for that. You got the catering, which is second to none. I got my turkeys there. I got all the fixing as well. And you just gotta love it. The food is spectacular. And it doesn't matter what kind of catering job you have. Now, we haven't had many catering jobs because we can't get people together. But when we start to do that again, I'm telling you, if you got to bring lunch to your offices or whatever it is that you have to do, Damaris is excellent at that as well. So you're looking for a great place to get your barbecue on. You can get your Greek salads on. I think the Greek salad is as good a salad as there is in this city. And you're looking at Damaris, DEMERIS.com. It's on Shepherd. just north of West Alabama, and on 18th Street and 610. You're looking for barbecue and a whole lot more. It's Damaris Barbecue.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.